Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, head football coach of those Maryland Terps. He is Mike Locksley. What's going on, coach?
Rob, what's going on, man? How you guys doing?
Doing good, well, man. Right. Doing well. Getting ready for the Rutgers football team. Up there in Piscataway, New Jersey. Coach, rough stretch for you and those young men down in College Park. And my first question is this. How do you cancel the outside noise and get these young men or keep these young men on the task at hand? And that's beating Rutgers.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty easy. And I've been saying this, and I know it's hard for people to understand when I say that it's not the same old Maryland team. And you know, we've got a team that's really deeply rooted, deeply connected. And as opposed to last year when we hit a rough patch like we've hit now, you know, I see this team staying together. You see it in every aspect of the team. You look at a week ago against Indiana, we played the number two team in the country. And their team has got a bunch of veteran redshirt seniors, redshirt juniors. And I watched the young team battle and fight. Didn't play to our standard. I mean, when was the last time we had five turnovers, gave up 400 yards rushing? And so what we need to do is erase that. And as you said, focus goes on the Rutgers, who, you know, a win up in a Piscataway changes our perspective because it'll be one more win than we had a year ago, which still shows that we've elevated it. It'll be one more conference win, which we didn't have a year ago. And so our team still sees that there's some progress that's been made. And if we just kind of stay the course, fix some of the things that we need to fix and continue to develop this team, we got a good foundation.
So you guys are pretty evenly matched, you know, by record and the fact that this game is important for both of you as far as bowl eligibility. What is Rutgers' strength and weaknesses? I haven't followed Rutgers this year.
I think their strength, obviously, they've got a veteran quarterback. The quarterback they got came from Minnesota, where he was a two-year starter there. Transferred in with their offensive coordinator. And, you know, if you look at the way Rutgers and Minnesota, they've kind of flip-flop coordinators the last couple of years. So very familiar veteran quarterback that does a good job for the most part of taking care of the football. What it's going to come down to is which of us can execute our stuff the best. And we've not done a great job of that on offense. As I said before, obviously I'm an offensive backgrounded guy. Need to find ways to create explosives, and our young quarterback continue to find ways to take pressure off of him. And, you know, as our quarterback goes, we'll go. He's talented. Our defense been banged up the last couple of weeks. We got some guys back healthy this week, so I expect us to go up and put our best foot forward in a very meaningful game on the road.
In my opinion, Rutgers offense good. Defense a little leaky. A little leaky at times.
They are leaky, actually, yes.
And this is where I get to this point of the season with you guys, Coach, because you lost three games by a total of 10 points. And I know you don't want to go back and relive that because then people are going to hang their hat on what happened against the number two team in the country. But, like, this season could be so different, and I know you're trying to get the team focused moving forward, but how frustrating is it to have those three games in a row?
You know what? It's frustrating from the standpoint that it showed us what the potential of this team is. And you know what? We've done harder. We're probably right where we need to be at this point in stage of this inexperienced team, because I can't call us young anymore. I mean, we've played eight games. The freshmen that have played are just inexperienced, and there's some growing pains that come. I can tell you this, you know, you mentioned talking about getting bowl eligible. That's the most important thing for the foundation of this program, because it allows us those extra practice days in December,
yep.
which is where you gain your advantage. And this is how I can grow these guys. So we know the importance of what this game brings us. We've had some opportunity that showed that there's a strong foundation, but what we've got focused on is this one, and can't worry about the three that got away or the four that have gotten away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael Oxley joining us, head football coach of the Maryland Terriers. Coach, don't gloss over that, man, because I've been arguing that for years. Folks call in or say to me, you know, these bowl games, all these bowl games are silly. And I've always said they're silly unless you're running a football program and you get extra time of practice with these guys. You get some of these guys who come in and roll in a spring semester down there, able to practice mm-hmm. with you as well. How valuable is that extra time for a program?
You can't put the value on it. And I've been in that cycle where when you don't go, your recruiting suffers, because obviously you're not playing at a time when kids are looking at programs. The other thing that happens is you lose the 15, 17, 18 practice opportunities to develop a young team. It's almost, like I said, a whole nother spring practice. And that's where teams that go to bowls have a tendency to do well the following year because of those developmental practices you get. And in this day and age with a new team every year and the way people are transferring in and out, those practices are a must.
Well, as Rob started it off, I said, how do you, you know, get past the noise? How is the, what's the temperature of the team right now? Because, I mean, you're still bowl eligible. I mean, this is a real thing. And they're heading on the road, though, but against a team that this is a winnable game. How do you feel the players are feeling right now? How do you motivate them for this?
You know, I can remember when, you know, I've done the show with you guys every week, and back in August, I can remember saying, what kind of team do you have?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was, I don't know what kind of team I have, because there were so many new pieces, 64 players that had never signed up, had never played for the Terps. I had no idea. Well, in our team meeting yesterday, I figured out I know who we are, because I watched this team in a four-game losing streak, as you said, noise swirling all around, erroneous information, all types of stuff. And they showed up yesterday, put their feet flat on the ground, and looked each other in the eye and said, because we're going to go take care of business. Let's, you know, it's business as usual, sure. Meaning they haven't flinched. And you usually figure out who you are when you face adversity. I like what I saw out of this team, and it is a reflection of who I am as a person.
Hey, Coach, as far as, you know, obviously the rest of the schedule here coming up next, we talked about Rutgers a little bit. But the Big Ten play this year, like, do you feel battle-tested from all the things you went through? Obviously, facing an Indiana team last, it's a great measuring stick, and they're really good. So this isn't some fluke this year with Indiana. Do you feel battle-tested at this point, where you're talking about your team moving forward and you feel confident in the way they can play?
Yeah, there's no doubt. We've shown the consistency up until the Indiana game that we get games the fourth quarter. We've got talented enough players. We have some playmakers in all three phases. And what we've got to do up in Rutgers this weekend is it all needs to come together. You know, last week, as we said, is one of those games that you have about one of those a year where nothing goes the way you typically have played. And so what we can't do is let that one affect this one.
There he is, Coach Mike Loxley. Coach, good luck to you this weekend up in New Jersey, my friend. I'll love to talk to you next week off of a win.
You got it. All right, guys.
Talk thanks, to you. Coach.
Continue these. 410-583-1057 is the number.
Just so people know, they got to win two more games to get bowl eligible, which makes this Rutgers game incredibly
really important.
Because you're playing Illinois, who you're playing them at Illinois. Illinois had a ton of returning starters come back. Mm-hmm. That's why everybody was so high on them. Mm-hmm. They were so highly ranked. You don't know what Illinois team you're getting because Altmaier is just, sometimes you're watching them going, what is that? Then you get the number 21 team in Michigan, and then you have to go to Michigan State, which the kid Childs, like, I'm not scared of Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
They got a running quarterback, and like I feel like with the Terps defense, they could stay in that game. But it's another road game against a Big Ten opponent to finish the season.
Yeah. I just think this is the best.
No, Michigan State is home.
I got at Michigan State here.
No, it's I think that's it. Okay, maybe the
I got at Rutgers,
ESPN, at ESPN.com has versus, so maybe you're right.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm on the UM Terps schedule here. But again, who knows who's right, wrong.
This is the best chance ESPN is wrong. ESPN is wrong because it says versus. I think they can go 2-2 down the stretch.
I do, too. I mean, look, if you go back and look at that three-game lose, throw the Indiana game out, okay? If you look at the three-game losing streak, one of those games they completely coughed up in the fourth quarter. And you were like, what happened? Another game they battled back and fell short. The other one was just back and forth. So I can't, like, I think they're better than what their record says they are, but that's what you have to go off of, and you still have to win two of the remaining four games to become bowl eligible.
Is Michigan at least at home?
Michigan should be home.
This is wrong.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.